You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Here on 98.7 ESPN, the puck drops in less than 45 minutes, so let's get the puck daddy on. Greg Wyshynski, always great when he joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Greg, I know this is kind of bittersweet, hard pill to swallow, right? Like Rangers fans here in town, they'd rather obviously be the Rangers tonight. It's not. It's the Lightning. But at the end of the day, this is going to be one heck of a series, right?
It's awesome. I mean, like, the greatest thing about this series is one, I think these are two teams that are very evenly matched on the ice, so that's going to be very exciting to watch, especially when you have a team like Tampa that is renowned for their defense going up against the Avalanche, who actually, from a goals-per-game perspective, are the best offensive team that we've seen since 1988 in the playoffs. And then, you know, off the ice, obviously, you're dealing with this thing where the Avalanche have been trying to break through and win a cup for the last four seasons up against a team that's trying to three-peat for the first time for any NHL team since 1983. So everything, you know, has come together really well for this matchup. And the coolest thing as a hockey fan is that, like, no matter who wins, it's going to end up being a really good result for the sport, I think.
So we're looking at like such a prolific offense with Avalanche, right? And going up against arguably the best goaltender in the National Hockey League. So who wins this battle in your eyes?
Well, I have the Avalanche in six, but as you know, Anita, that means nothing based on how my series predictions have gone in this postseason. But, you know, I think in the battle between Andrei Vasilevskiy and the Avalanche, there's one name that comes to mind, which is Cale Makar. He's a brilliant young defenseman for the Avalanche. He's setting records for defensemen as far as his scoring rate in the playoffs. And what makes him so interesting in this series is that, you know, you can account for the forwards on the ice if you're the Lightning. You can throw out your checking line up against Nathan MacKinnon's line. But you can't always account for Makar. He's like a fourth forward out there. He's an X factor whenever he's on the ice. Lightning coach John Cooper today talked about the difficulty in trying to find ways to defend against him. If he gets going in this series, I think he could be a real difference maker. And I do think as the series goes on, obviously it's going to get tighter defensively. I'm expecting a little bit more of a wide open game tonight. But Makar is the type of player that I think could tip the scales for the Avalanche in the series.
You know, besides the obvious players, who are some of the role players out there that you feel can step up and really be key and make an impact in this series, Greg?
Well, for the Lightning, you're looking at a couple guys. Anthony Cirelli and Alex Killorn played on a checking line with Brandon Hagel last round against the Rangers. It's the line that was deployed against the Mika Zibanejad line. There's a chance they may get Braden Point, who's been out for the last two rounds, really one of the most important players in the Lightning. He has more goals scored in the last 3 years in the playoffs than anybody else in the NHL. There's a chance he might join them on that line. And if that's the case, I expect two guys that haven't been scoring, in Killorn and Cirelli, to probably start scoring with Point on that line. And then for the Avalanche, there's a guy named JT Compher, who I think is going to be an interesting player to watch. Off the hop, the Avalanche are going to be missing Nazem Kadri, their second-line center, really great player, has had a strong postseason. He's out with a thumb injury. He had surgery on it. They expect him to be back for game two. Compher is going to be filling his role tonight, and then after that he's going to drop down. Has started to really pick up his goal scoring in the last couple of games here in the playoffs and might certainly be a player to watch as far as surprising offensive contributions for the Avalanche.
Greg Wyshynski joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. We've known how important home ice has played a role in a number of these series. How important is it in this one?
It's pretty important. So the Avalanche have played really well here. I've talked to some people that have covered them throughout the playoffs. They said that the atmosphere at these games at Ball Arena has been just electric. And really, you get the Avalanche feeding off this crowd. They, as a road team, I think have been one of the better stories of the playoffs. They're undefeated on the road. And one of the reasons why is because, as their star Nathan MacKinnon said, they're able to play, quote, boring and gross hockey defensively when they go on the road. And so I imagine that the games in Tampa will be a lot closer to the vest, a lot low scoring. But home ice is going to be a big factor here, as is, you know, the fact that the Avalanche are probably going to want to end this thing before they have to play a game seven at home. As wonderful as this atmosphere is, you have a team in the Tampa Bay Lightning that are the most proficient team I think I've ever seen in winning elimination games in the playoffs, especially with Vasilevskiy, their goalie. So, you know, these first two games in Colorado are very key for the Avalanche if they want to end this thing before they might have to get to a game seven against the Lightning, and it will remain to be seen.
Greg, before I let you go, came across some interesting stats. You and I were on Daily Wager a little bit earlier. Not sure if you saw my segment, but six goals or more have been scored in game one of the Stanley Cup since 2017. The only time it did not happen was 2020. Oh, by the way, there were five goals. My favorite play tonight is the over six goals, especially since both these teams have been sitting back for the last 3 days. Your thoughts on that trend? Does it continue tonight?
I love that call. I lean over too. My best bet tonight was the Lightning over 2.5 on the team total. You know, imagine going up against Igor Shesterkin for six games, and then all of a sudden you have the opportunity to play against the Avalanche of goalies. I mean, it's, as I said on Daily Wager, it's like playing Wordle on hard mode, and then all of a sudden switching it off and playing again. I'm really bullish on the Lightning and their offense tonight in this game. But I am with you. I think we could see some fireworks tonight. The energy is going to be really up. These two teams are chomping at the bit to play. And then after that, I think we'll probably see some course correction from both teams and maybe settle into more of a defensive series after that. But again, the trends on the Lightning to the under are a little daunting for both of us, I think, when it comes to expecting a lot of goals in this game.
Which, by the way, I heard you say that on Daily Wager. I didn't know that there was a, you know, an easy or hard selection for Wordle. Getting it in three has become quite boring for me. So is that where?
Yeah, well, so when you flip it on hard, like the minute that you get one of the letters locked in, then you have to keep it there. You can't move it around. So that's the challenge, is that if you get a couple letters, now you have to build around those letters. That's hard mode. The only reason I know this is because my wife was giving me grief for me being as excited as I was at how well I was doing at the game. And then she's like, hey, why don't you man up and play some hard mode? And so I've had to do that ever since. She beats me most
nights. I didn't even know there was a hard mode.
Oh yeah, come on! It's just like a video game, you know. You can play medium.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew there's quarter, there's, you know, the one where you do eight at a time, you do four at a time.
Oh yeah.
You do Wordle, Quartle. I know all of those. I didn't know that you can make it more difficult. I've got to check this out. Anyway, Greg, you rock. I so appreciate your time. You do a phenomenal job. You can see Greg Wyshynski all over ESPN tonight watching the Stanley Cup and, of course, throughout this series. And really do appreciate you, Greg. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.